It's Wednesday, the 17th of September, and I am Leonard Witbien with your news at 7 a.m. The Communications Regulatory Authority reports strong growth in mobile internet, with 61% of SIM cards now used for data and overall consumption up 8%. Outgoing calls increased while text messages continued to decline. Paid television subscription fell as more people turned to streaming, but the postal sector showed signs of recovery. Executive for Communications and Consumer Relations at CRAN, Mufaro Nesongano.
Mobile broadband usage grew by 4%, while SIM cards used for the internet access increased to 61%. Mobile traffic volumes and data consumption surged, but SMS usage declined. ICT revenue rose by 1%, though investment dropped after major projects had concluded. Cybersecurity threats more than doubled, driven by malware targeting low-cost devices. Pay TV subscriptions fell as streaming gained popularity, while postal services showed recovery.
Former University of Namibia Vice Chancellor Professor Peter Kashavivi told News on One's Envalde Mateus that government's free tertiary education plan requires careful planning and collaboration as next year's rollout approaches. He described the initiative as historic and praised the state for its bold commitment.
Last week, Education Minister Sanet Tsienkam told Parliament that the Free Tertiary Education Task Force developing the framework is consulting stakeholders and will soon return with recommendations. Kashavivi urged tertiary institutions to work closely with the education ministry, learn from successful international models, and engage private sector partners to ensure smooth implementation.
In South Africa, the DA is calling for urgent intervention as students face evictions due to NSFAS failure to pay accommodation providers. The DA's Dalmain Christian says over 500 students in Kimberley are at risk, with landlords unpaid for over a year. She called on Parliament to summon Higher Education and Training Minister Buti Manemela and NSFAS to explain cuts, shortfalls and provide a concrete payment plan.
While Minister Manemela boasts of a 13.3 billion rand reprioritization, South Africans still do not know what programs are being cut or how the 10.6 billion rand shortfall will be closed.
Continentally, UN investigators on Tuesday accused South Sudanese authorities of misappropriating national funds, including $1.7 billion paid to companies linked to Vice President Benjamin Bonmel for road projects that were never completed. Reuters reports that these payments made between 2021 and 2024 exemplify widespread grant corruption in the country. The UN Commissioner on Human Rights in South Sudan highlighted that the nation's average gross domestic product per capita has fallen to a quarter of its level at independence in 2011. On the international front, U.S. visa holders who were found to have celebrated the killing of conservative activist Charlie Kirk will be deported, according to Secretary of State Marco Rubio. On a social media post, he said visa revocations are already underway.
Secretary of State Rubio wrote on X that America will not host foreigners who celebrate the death of our fellow citizens, saying a visa means you're a visitor and we are not in the business of inviting people to visit our country who are going to be involved in negative and destructive behavior. And he said if they're already here, we should be revoking their visa. The Trump administration has already taken the visas off hundreds of foreign students with pro-Palestinian views, which critics argue infringes free speech. Kate Fisher, Washington.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.